The Electronic Records Archives Program is NARA's response to the challenge of preserving and providing access to electronic records. The goal of ERA is to provide access to all types of electronic records via the Internet by anyone, anywhere, regardless of the hardware or software on which the records were created, whether or not that's still available. ERA also provides an online method for agencies to request the Archivist of the United States to approve their record retention schedules and to document the change of custody of records from their agencies to the National Archives, which is something we call the accessioning process. We also use ERA to ingest electronic records into the ERA repository directly over the wire.
And you've been working at this for some number of years now, correct?
Yes, we have. We've been working since the development contract that began in 2005.
So there's a statement from the Archivist of the United States, David Ferriero, saying that this is up and running, that there are many, many 82.4 terabytes of electronic records already in it. It's operational. Why do you suppose it made the high-risk list or the high-priority list that was recently issued by the Office of Management and Budget?
I'll take that one. OMB is concerned that only a relatively small number of federal agencies are using the ERA system directly. So there are a number of purposes, as Chuck explained, of the ERA system. Some of the primary ones are just to serve as a preservation and an access repository for electronic records. But one of them is to serve as a modernized way of interacting with federal agencies who schedule records and accession records into the National Archives. So although you're right that ERA has been operational since 2008 and it's currently the archival repository for more than 82 terabytes of electronic records growing every day, we are still fairly early on in the process of making ERA available to federal agencies. The majority of the users of the ERA system right now are NARA staff who are actively loading electronic records that we receive from federal agencies into the ERA system and who are engaged in the process of migrating our existing collection of electronic records that we've been accessioning since around 1970, currently stored on tape, into the electronic records repository. So NARA staff are actively using the system and have been since 2008, but only a few federal agencies so far have been asked to interact with the ERA system on a pilot basis. So we started out with four partner agencies who were engaged with us in the early stages of development to try to figure out, you know, how ERA should support the needs of federal agencies. And from January through really the beginning of August of this year, we had an expanded pilot where a larger group of agencies, I think 21 was the grand total number of agencies who interacted with ERA in some way.
Well, is there something technically the matter, or is it just a matter of training and outreach?
There are, well, the pilot process that we just went through gathered some really valuable feedback about the usability of the system. So there are improvements that we would like to be able to make before asking all federal agencies to use ERA to do those functions with the National Archives. So the functions are technically supported right now, but we want to make them smoother and easier for agencies to use before fully deploying it. We do have a schedule for deploying the system or making the system available to all federal agencies, and our goal is to open it up for any agency to use by July of 2011, and we're hoping to make it mandatory in 2012.
We're speaking with Meg Phillips, Electronic Records Lifecycle Coordinator, and Chuck Piercy, Acting CIO and Deputy CIO at the National Archives and Records Administration. So the plan then, actually you answered my question, is it's not for people to send everything to NARA and then you load it. It's supposed to be a self-service system for agencies to load themselves.
Exactly. So although we are able to use ERA already as the preservation repository and the first public access of electronic records in the system will be is scheduled to happen in December of this year. So those things are happening, but it would be much more efficient for federal agencies to be interacting with the system directly and loading their electronic records rather than having NARA staff do it.
So what did OMB tell you? Why is it a high risk if you can get the usability? I mean, is it years late? What's the issue?
Well, I think primarily OMB is not happy with the number of agencies that are using the system. And they want us to actively increase the volume of records in the system. In other words, it's 82.4 terabytes, which is quite a large amount of records today. But they want us to continuously track that metric and each month improve it. They're very interested in the number of terabytes and eventually the number of petabytes that we have in the system.
All right, so to get to that usability nirvana where other agencies can say, well, I love this and let's go start loading, what do you have to do now to make that happen?
Well, I think one way to answer that is our Office of Presidential Libraries point of contact. The way he says it is that do our users love the system? No. Can they live without it? No. So with any IT system, many times you have user interface problems that need to be worked out and bugs that need to be fixed in order that the system is more usable by the agency. So we have been collecting valuable feedback from the pilot agencies that have been using it, and we will use that feedback to correct deficiencies in the system to make it more usable so that when we do roll it out government-wide, it will be more widely accepted.
And is it just out of curiosity, is it a web interface type of system that you've built?
Yes.
So no command lines and kind of stuff that looks like the 70s?
No, it's nothing like that. It's more of a modern interface.
We have gathered feedback from pilot agencies and from our own staff, and we're kind of engaged now in a process of prioritizing that feedback, figuring out what's critical to fix, what would be nice to fix, and getting those changes actually scheduled. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get a really, really usable version of the system into agencies' hands in the spring of 2011.
And do you have a milestones type of plan that you've submitted to OMB, and have they accepted it?
We have submitted a plan in response to the feedback we've gotten from them, and we are submitting reports on a monthly basis about the number of terabytes that have been loaded into the system and major elements of our plan to roll ERA out to additional agencies. So we're providing updates to them on our activities every month.